Okay. So this is the third session. I'm going in the order of the Blau edition. I'm going to read it off the sheets that I printed out for myself. Anyone who wants it, you know, I sent out links. All right, I'm going to ask just 1 second. I just want to grab something. 1 second, please. Okay. Ready to go. So, reading for the Blau edition. Shelah Shlishis, Mam Rabbi Yitzchak Zal. So Rabbi Yitzchak over here is the riff. Chavdal Dvar Makavis Hatshuva Yitzchak Sefta Into Begmora O Le'echo Le'echor HaMechabrin. And so the question is, you know, the famous Memra, which, as the Rambam is going to mention, he himself built the whole fourth perek of Hilchos Tshuva on this Memra, that there are 24 things that are Makiv the Tshuva. So it was first discovered in, you know, the Rif says this Lashon in the end of Yuma, you know, when end of Yuma talks, the eighth perek talks about the Halachas of Yom Kippur and Tshuva. So it's a mystery, like the Ran says, right there on the spot. Right? Where is this Chazal? Sounds like a Chazal, that there are 24 things that are Makiv the Tshuva. So says the Rambam, like this, I mean, Eno Bechal Begemara, Velo Besefta, Lo Besafra, Velo Besifri. Right? It's not in, you know, not in a Gemara, it's not in a Tosefta, it's not in a Safra, it's not a Frey. Vasher L'Shei, La'im Kiptzam Echor Mecham Zulasa, Efshar Ava Eni Yodea Mi Kiptzam. So now the question is, was the Rif the first one, or did someone prior to him collate this? So is it could be, but I don't know. Ava Rubam Niskarim B'Mishra B'Talmud, but the facts are, right, that most of these 24 are not a Chiddush, right, that's one could find somewhere in a Gemara that any one of these 24 are Ma'akiv Tshuva, meaning the Etzem Dinim are not a Chiddush. It could be very well proven from the Mishnah or the Talmud that this thing is a Ma'akiv is a Tshuva. You know, the question is, you know, who collated them to a list? Right? V'ashar shal porosh yotze mimah shepurash. So now, most of them could be clearly sourced. And of ones that are not mefurish, you know, we could derive it, you know, from, you know, Gidrei Talmud Torah, you know, be medayik, Svara dictates that these things ought to be ma'akev the tshuva also. And like we mentioned before, we brought down this minyan, it's the basis, right, of the fourth parak of Hilchos Tshuva, right? So in his Chibra, it's called the Torah, he brings it down, but also Midas Heosim called Maksa Tshuva, the Rambam over there doesn't just list the 24, he also explains them, so it's not just a dry list, but the Rambam in that parak, you know, added the explanation, what is so terrible about these things that they're Ma'akiv Tshuva, right? This is a very straightforward tshuva. There's really not much to, you know, to that needs to be contemplated. It's just very interesting that the, you know, making lists, right, was automatically assumed, right, to be from a Mishnah or a Brisa or a you know, a Mishnah or a Brisa, you know, or a Tosefta or the Safra Sifrei. I think what the Rambam meant When he said Gemara, right, I don't think he meant as in that the Gemara would do a thing like that, because we know it's not the derech of the Gemara. The Gemara is, you know, mefalpel, it asks, it answers, it explains the necessity. You know, perhaps it would be a memra of one man de omar, right? But it's not. That's, I think we meant the Gemara, that is somewhere in the Gemara, to be a member of some Tana or Amora that had compiled this list. But it's just very interesting, right, that the Rishonim, when seeing a say that there are 24 things in the Ma'ak of the Tshuva, they assumed it must be a Chazal somewhere. It must be a Memra, because, you know, it's not really the Derech of the post-Talmudic Sforim, you know, to make these type of lists. This was very typical of the Tanoim. I don't know if we really see it by the Amoraim so much, but, you know, for sure by the Tanoim, you know, these are the Memras, and this was the... This is the avoda of the Mishnah and things that are similar to the Mishnah, and that's why I said when the Rambam says over here Gemara, we don't find it in the Gemara. So I checked the other translations of Tshuva, if it perhaps will be omitted. To the best of my knowledge, in all the translations, it'll say the word Gemara. But as I think anyone who's Rogil in Talmud understands that when the Rambam meant Gemara, it means it'll be a Memra somewhere. The Gemara has two functions. Gemara has the function that it researches the origins of halacha, the minah nimili, or it also makes new halacha based on old halacha. It has, you know, the bayaluhus, you know, what will be the halacha if, what will be halacha if, right? And it also explains, you know, my taima, you know, what's the reason, what forced them to say that, right? You know, that those are roughly the categories of the things that the Talmud does, right? It was the derech of the Tanoim to collate. Right, the Mishnah and Chiburim from that era, you know, collated things like, you know, Isha Nikneis B'Shalosh Drachim, Koras Ashba B'Shtei Drachim, Arba Avos Nezikim. So you're like, so the Brisa, you know, of Rebbe Chiya, the Tosefta, Chaf Dalet Avos Nezikim. Right, and then the Gemara just darshan, you know, how they came to that number, why it's not more, why it's not less, Lelim Ute Mai, right, etc., etc. Right, that was the derech of the Tanoim. Right, to collate things, and that's the derech of the Mishnah, derech chibur, right, as the Rambam writes in a few places. It's a chibur, and the way of the chibur is to collate things and pull things together, right, all from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva, you know, and that's what the Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva, Otzer Bolum, that, you know, he would just pick up, you know, and information throughout the day, and then at night, you know, this is a Safra, this is a Mishnah. He would make Seder out of it. So even though the Tanoim B'Derech Klal did this, you know, the Rabbi Akiva, Beis Midrash were masters, right? Rabbi Akiva, the Talmidav, were masters in collating. That's why Kul Sti Masli Rabbi Akiva, that's the wonderful work of Rabbi Akiva. One of his geniuses is to pull things together in Chiburim and to make these lists, you know, all the different Shmuels of the Dinim, which were said at different times in history and in different mesechtas, but had what to do with each other, pulling them all together, lepunduk echad, in an organized way. That was the work of the Tanoim, you know, Tanoim in general, Rabbi Akiva Beis Midrash in particular. And that's what Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you know, was finalized, and you know, the epitome of the Chibur's Mishnah. You know, the later Rishonim, you know, no, I should take that back. I meant, you know, from the Gemara and onwards, I meant to say, post-Mishnaic, right? So everything is coming as a Pirush on the Mishnah, right? So, as a word, a Mishnah is the book, you know, where everything is collated and made into whole lists, right? And ever since then, we're just trying to understand the Mishnah. Right, that's the book, and everything else is a commentary on the book, and there are commentaries on the commentaries. And that's the way the Rishonim are pretty much built. They're built as, you know, commentaries on the commentary, which is the Talmud, and the book is the Mishnah. Right? The Rambam, you know, was, but it seems that the Rif already started doing it ahead of him. Well, that's why people expected it can't be a Rif. You know, it must be a Brisa somewhere. But in the Rambam, does Nishkain Pele, the Rambam does this all the time. The genius of the Rambam is that the Rambam, in his style, goes back to, right, the style of the Mishnah. He writes that about himself all over, you know, and whether it's in the, you know, in the Hakdama to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's going to go in the Derech of the Mishnah, right? And if that's the famous letter they wrote to Rav Pinchas Hadayin, that he goes Bederach HaMishnah. And the Rambam, this work, you know, this is something that he does all the time. He makes lists. Yud Gimel Ikrim, Yud Dalet Shoroshim. And this type of research of Chof Dal Dvar Makmus HaTshuva is like seeing it in a Rambam, it would not faze us whatsoever. You say the Rambam was the first one to pull the 24 together. The truth is, until I learned this tshuva, I have to confess, until I learned this tshuva, I honestly believed that the Rambam was the one who came up with this list of the 24 Dvarim HaMakvis HaTshuva, because it didn't sound, I was not aware of it being a Gemara anywhere. All right? I was, like the Nosei Kehillim, like the Kesef Mishnah says right there on the spot. And the Kesef Mishnah did not have this tshuva. All right, so the Kesef Mishnah just brings the Ran. How the Ran wonders where the Rif got it. I just assumed that the Rambam was the first one to make it. I was not aware. I didn't take notice that it's a Rif already, because it's very typical of the Rambam to do that. Because the Rambam, as he says, he goes Derech Chibur and the Derech of the Mishnah, that he made a book out of all the information in the Talmud and all the Pilpulim in the Talmud. He went in the Derech Mishnah to pull it all together in an organized fashion. So if someone would tell you that the Rambam was the first one to make this list of the Chof Dal Dvarim HaMakvis HaTshuva, no one would be shocked, just like he pulled together the Yud Gimel Ikrim from, as he says, Mimakomos Mefuzarim, right? And he came up with the 14 Shoroshim, and that's his Derech B'chol Makom, right? But, the Rif was not known to do things like this, and as a matter of fact, didn't become... in until the Rambam, and even after the Rambam, the one that came closest to the Derech HaSeder of the Rambam was the Tur, but he goes to his own Seder. All right, so anyway, this is why everyone was shocked that something like this, Esrim Vabra Dvarim Makvis HaTshuva, right, must be a Mishnah or a Brisa somewhere, because really it's the Tanoim that did this type of, that was their style of writing and did that type of research. Later Sforim, are commentaries on the commentary, which is the Talmud. Okay, this is all we have to say about this. Okay, we move on to the next Shaila. Shaila Ravias, oh, the Atenu B'dvar Tzitzis Shopishtim, Metal Shopishtim. Okay, anyone who goes through, this sugya. This sugya is a very long one, to say the least. I neglected to post, but I'm sure everyone knows where to find the Rif. The Rif has Halachas Ketanos, right, in the back of Menachas, his Hilchos Tefillin, his Hilchos Tzitzis, and he has a long Arichas over there. And he just alludes to what he writes Bederach Aruka, in Hilchos Tzitzis, in Perek B'mem Madlikin, because the famous Gemara about Rabbi Yehuda came back from the mikveh and he put on a sadin that had tzitzis in it, right? And the Talmidim hid their sadinim from him because they didn't have tzitzis on them. And he says, I told you the halacha is like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai, that a sadin is chayiv in tzitzis, right? So over there he just alludes to a shita, and that's where the Baal Amor, who holds like the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Baruch, takes issue with the Rif. So, it's very, very hard, and it's very lengthy, but it goes into Mamish Dakastik, the very Dakastik of Chochmah, when the Gemara has a lot of Memris, and a whole ongoing Shakvatar, how to pick out what the Maskonis are, what phases of the Gemara stand and what phases of the Gemara were eliminated in course of Shakavataria, and it can make your head spin. Anyone wants to read the Rif over there in Halachas Ketanos, anyone who wants to read the Tamim Deim, it's not the Tamim Deim, it's Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Baruch, it got printed in Tamim Deim, so I posted it over there. All right, the Rambam, just deals with the Shaila from above without getting into the nitty-gritty of the Shakla V'Tarya between them. What I have to be Ma'orer, I will speak out, but let's now read the Rambam. It's like we said, it really, this, it didn't just start, as a machlokas, the Rif and the Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch and the Baal HaMor, for that matter, and all those that took on the Rif. It didn't just start from there. It really was a diyun in the Gemara. Not the, you know, there's a, you know, it was Beis Shammai, you know, did not want a person to put tzitzis in a sadin, right, at all. Because they didn't darshan the smuchim of ase doche los ase. So you had a problem with the trelis anyway. Right, and Beis Hillel was matir. The question is, to what extent is Beis Hillel matir? Right, and if it came out right that even according to Beis Hillel, right, even according to Beis Hillel, right, there was a gzera midrabanan, you know, still not to put trelis in a sadin, which is linen. Trelis has to be wool. That's chok v'lo yavar. The lavan could be either wool or linen, right? But the trelis had to be wool, right? So there's two gzeres to rabbanon of why not putting trelis there, right? The one is, you know, because if like one lashon, right? That tzitzis is only a chiyuv by day, right? So if they do it by night, there'll be a problem, right? That the aseh is not going to be doche de los aseh, and it'll be over on shatnez because the aseh is only doche de los aseh when the aseh is in effect. And if tzitzis is a ksus yom and not a ksus laila, so gzerem b'pnei ksus laila, and then no taka be a problem shatnez because a ksus laila is not chayev in tzitzis. Right? It seems in the Gemara that sadin linens were like, you know, it's what they use for their night wear. Right. Another lashon is that, you know, maybe it'll be torn out of place, and a person, you know, may not restring the tzitzis, so just you know, sew up, you know, the hole that got torn up, put the hole, made tzitzis in, and sew the hole. Right, and then there's a problem of tasev lo min asui, and again you have a problem of shatnez because since it wasn't done kalocha, you don't have ase doche lo sase. But the question is, biyameinu, we don't have trelis anyway, right? Or you know, so we don't have trelis at all. Can we do linen tzitzis in linen? Right. So the it seems that already before the rif. Everyone, at least the Soda Balmor claims, as does, you know, the Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch does make mention, but the Balmor claims that until the Rif, right, no one put, you know, no one made tzitzis in linen at all. They did not put, you know, because once Chazal asserted to put tchelis in there, so Mimela, you know, it became mufka from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mufka from the mitzvah of tzitzis altogether. Right, because Maishna, if you're outlawing the trelis, you outlaw the lavan. So even though there's no problem shanis, because the lavan will be made out of the strings of lavan will be made out of pishtan, right? And it's going to be pishtan, but nonetheless, it's kula chada gzera, right? That's mamish osir, and it, to the point that it's not only is it osir, right? But if you avar v'osa and you make a bracha, al mitzvah sitzes a bracha of atola, right? And the riff. You know, came up that, you know, it's only the trelis was osur, and biyameinu that it's only the lavan and there is no trelis, so you make the lavan out of pishtan and it's fine, right? That was toref hamachlokas, right? The rayas are so, everyone brings chavilas of rayas of both sides, trying to make their diukim from the Gemara, you know, there are lines of Gemara that are mashma one way, lines of Gemara mashma the other way, and which lines are dafka or stand lemaskon and which not. So that, you know, look again in the halachas katanas of the Rif, and look in this tshuva of the Tamim Deim, you know, that's printed in Tamim Deim, I mean to say, because the Baal Amor, Omer Olav Kadosh, right, the Baal Amor says, you know, with a size from his one or two svaras that he quotes, he says that, you know, in his opinion, you know, this tshuva of Yitzchak Bar Baruch shlugged up the riff, and he further says that was the minhag kadmonim until the riff came. Right, the riff changed the minhag. You know, it used to be no one put tzitzis in a sadin, and anyone who did was, like the Gemara says, min amatmiyin, and then the mamash were very negative about it, of anyone who did it. Right, and the riff came and changed the minhag, and everyone's just following the riff. You know, so the ayin sham in the balam mor and perak b'mamad likin. All right, so then we're going to just deal with how the Rambam deals with this situation from above. All right, and maybe we'll point out a thing or two. All right. Al da'atenu v'dvar tzitzis shol pishtin, metal shol pishtin. Ein lan osip azal mashiska rabbeinu yitzhak ba'alochas. Right, we have nothing to add. You know what the Rif said. Right, in the Dalachs Ketanas, at the back of Maseches Menachos. Right, Zuhi Etzli Hadea Amitis. What the Rif said, the Rambam categorically considers to be the correct way to learn and the correct way to figure out what stands l'maskana. Shloifak bo shum bal iyun. Right? No Baal Iyun should ever have any question, meaning to say, right, that, to him, right, to the Rambam, the Rif's way of learning up all those Gemaras and pulling them together and cheshbening out what stands l'maskana is the more svaradikal way to learn. Right? So Aniyah Cotton, all I can tell you, going through the tshuva of Ritzim Baruch Baruch that I also made available to you, right? I'm too small to be machria. I can only tell you that the Baal Amor writes Mamish Fakir on this point, that the Baal Amor in Perek B'Mem Alikin says, anyone who reads the tshuva of Ritzim Baruch Baruch sees he clearly slugged up the Rif. It's just interesting of how what's called, straight thinking is in itself a machlekes. The Rambam held that the Rif, any bar sechel will see that the Rif is thinking straight, and the Baal Hamor says mamish punk faker. Anyone who's honest will see that it was Rav Yitzchak Baruch who was thinking straight. Right, v'chol mashe iskir Rav Yitzchak Baruch b'tshuva alav bazeh kvar isi vu eno el nitzuach lemi shekodam. Right. So now there's a Lushen that we have over here. He says, I saw what he wrote in his tshuva, and it's not anything other than Nitzuach Lamisha Kodam. I initially thought that it might mean that Rav Yitzchak Baruch Baruch is starting up with those who came before him, i.e. the Rambam is implying that this was the Minog. The minhag was to do tzitzis shel pishtim, the pishtim. Right. So first, that's what I thought initially. Then I saw, the way it's translated. Right. Right. Elsewhere, like in the old edition, that was printed in Europe. Rabbeinu Baruch, over there it's Rabbeinu Baruch, I guess it's Lashon Kotzer, it's meant Rabbi Yitzchak Baruch, which was of Kvartir V'tayin lo timtza shum yitaron amash zachar Rabbi Yitzchak. You will not see that he is in any way able to slug up Rabbeinu Yitzchak, i.e. the Rif. So it doesn't say though that Lashon of Nitzoch Lamisha Kodam Lo, to try to beat someone who came before him. Right? Unless you're going to read it, in the Parador, so he says, same lashon. Lo time, lo tizav shum yitorn amash zochar Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Right. So then, when I saw the Baal Amor. Besides the fact that Rav Yitzchak Baruch Baruch also claims that it was the Minog, right? But then I saw the Baal Amor that he says that the Minog was mamish not like the Rif, and that people used to aser sadim betzitzis. So then I thought maybe the way to read it is Nitzuach Lamishkarim is trying to defend and fight for those who came. Lamisha Kadam i.e. before the Rif, or Lamisha Kadam lo, is not referring to Rabbi Yitzchak Baruch Baruch himself, but Rabbi Misha Kodam Lo is referring to the Rif. Alright, so I think if you're going to go with this Nusach, I think that's what it means. He's coming to fight for, right, those who came before the Rif. Alright. But actually, the Rambam is not impressed. Avo Masha Nira Lanu Nosa Mashama Rabbeinu Yitzchak Shemutalasa Sitzim Meshi Batal Shomeshi Umitzemer Gem Batal Shel Tzemer Geffen Bistalcha Mama Rover Tzemer Opishton Poachim Ben Baminon Ben Shalo Baminon Shami and Bingham Poachim and Poachim Umash Iska Rabbi Yitzchak Shalotte Sitzis Elmi Tzemer Opishton Ben Baminon Ben Shar Baminim. Right? Lo matzatu ikur b'shum panim v'ena kashir m'vilav elam mashis karnu. So now the you know, the Rambam's Mosif, you know, the Din, that Tzemer, the tzitzis, made out of wool or linen, you know, when you make the tzitzis strings, right? So the Din of Rava, not that necessarily anyone argues, and that's the whole point, right? That even if we don't paskin like Rava, that all minim are chayev midoraisa, but still, nonetheless, the Din stands, right? That the strings of Tzemer and Pishtim can pater not just begotim of, you know, Tzemer on Tzemer and Pishtim on Pishtim, but you can put Tzemer on cotton tzitzis, which is like our minhag today for those who wear non-woolen tzitzis. They put on, right, strings. Right. You put on strings of tzemer for, you know, the cotton, and for those who wear polyester, I don't know if polyester is chayiv at all, right? But they also put on, you know, the strings of tzemer, right? Because, you know, because tzemer and pishtim pater all minim, just by other minim, you could also pater them with their own. Right, you could make cotton tzitzis strings for cotton tzitzis, you know, and etc. etc. Okay, so the Rambam says that which the Rif said, right, that that you should make your strings out of only tzemer and pishtim. That's not true, right? Right, right. Maybe only said it lechumra, right? But the you know, right, actually, in another lushan of the mainly said the Chumrah is the Lushan in one of the Chuvas. Lava Kufa Amar, Ve'en Lecha Ela Masha Zacheru. What he said was not Le'ikuva, was only Lechumrah. Right, so that's the way it is in the edition that was printed in Europe. Right. And the same also in the Pe'er Hador, the Lushan is, right, lovely kuva amra, same thing, different than what it says over here, right? You know, that even in the other nuschals of this tshuva, the Rambam's motive that the Rif didn't really mean it, right? He's just saying it lechumra ba'alma, you know, the mitzvah ba'alma would be a hidur, you know, to put tzemer on a cotton beged, as opposed to making the tzitzis of a cotton beged out of cotton. Right, right. So it's so the Rif said it's he meant to only say that it's a hidur, not that it's ma'akiv. Okay, be a hidur to have cotton tzitzis, excuse me, tzitzis of tzemer of wool on a cotton beged. Okay, the you know, already the achronim are ma'irer that there wasn't nowhere in the Rif was it muchrach that way, right? That that he was saying such a din at all, even l'chatchila. Right, but let's mandapoli. This is for sure the halacha, that the incontrovertible halacha, right? That that tzemer and pishtim pater ol minim. But of course, in each and every min, you could make tzitzis out of that min. You know, cotton baguette out of strings out of cotton, and v'chule v'chule v'chule. I was speculating. Right, but I have to go through the Tumim Daim again, you know, the Tshuva born in Tumim Daim, I mean to say, that perhaps over there, perhaps, Efshar over there, right, maybe in Korsar Shakvataya, it's Mashma that over there. Man, that's the Rabbeinu Yitzchak that he is mentioning, that he is thinking about, perhaps Rav Yitzchak Berav Baruch. Because like I said, in the Rif, it's not Muchrach, any type of stance like this. You know, as Yachron pointed out, there's no Hechrach to say that the Rif said that. Bechsheloyeh, yeah, whether the Rambam held the Rif Mamish held that way Likuva, or held only way to Chumra, right? But Echsheloyeh, the Rambam paskins that by Shar Minim, other than Tzemer and Pishim, it is kosher if you would make tzitzis strings out of the Min HaKanaf, the Seder. Right? And this is, by the way, true, despite the fact that the Rambam, and the Rif also, paskin like Rebbe Yishmol, right, that only tzemer and pishtim are the only types of begadim that are chayv midoraisa and tzitzis, right? So it comes out that even like the other, so all the other begadim are only chayv midrabanan, you know, the cotton and anything else, anything that's not Semer and Pishtim. Only Chayv Midrabon, but still, Afal Pikein. You know, it was Rav who held that they're Chayv Midrash, it said a Kanaf min a Kanaf. But actually, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel is not going to disagree that if it's only Chayv Midrabon, there's no reason why the Rabbanon shouldn't let you, you know, make your cotton baguette, pot your cotton baguette with cotton tzitzis if it's only Midrabonon anyway. Good. Okay, the only thing that I have to say on this is that what I learned from both the Chov, Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch, and from that Baal Amor, right, in Perek B'mah Madlikin, you know, I understood from both of them that they paskin halacha lemaaseh, and it seems that it's mamish fundamental to the Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch, it's fundamental to his pilpul. Right, they paskin halacha lemaaseh that halavan and the tchelis are ma'akev each other. They are ma'akev each other. Right, that it's only between the two of them that you have a mitzvah of tzitzis. And means what we do bizmanenu, that we only have lavan, we are not yoytze tzitzis midoraisa. We are not yoytze tzitzis midoraisa. Right, I learned that from both of them, and that's very clear. But by the way, the Baal Amor does say that even though he holds that the lavan and tchelis are mak of each other midoraisa, that doraisa dikatzitzis is only with the tchelis together with the lavan, and less than that you weren't makayim the mitzvah at all midoraisa, right? He says even if I would hold that the lavan and tchelis aren't mak of each other, I would still say that it's usur to make, you know, a tzitzis shel pishtan and a beged shel pishtan, because, you know, even if they're two separate chiyuvim and they're, which are not ma'akiv each other, once Chazal were geyser on tzitzis shame, tzitzis chadu. It's all one shame. So once they say, don't put tchelis in a sadin, they legislated against that. Even in the time when it was tchelis, they legislated against putting tchelis in a sadin. You know, shame, tzitzis chadu. That's what he says. So even though I hold that the one is takamak of each other, and therefore shame tzitzis mamish, chadhu midoraisa in a way that's ma'akev, so like my way of learning for sure, once the guys are against the tchelos, the guys are against the lovan, because it's all one mitzvah, mamish kipshutai, but even if I would hold that it's two, that they're not ma'akev of each other, which I don't, says the Baal Amor, even if I hold that they're not ma'akiv each other, I would still say that Chazal didn't want to be machalik because they're both called tzitzis. And that's very interesting. We're going to come back to that. But it's very clear if you go through the Tshuva of Yitzchak Bar Baruch, you know, that's also his working assumption that they're ma'akiv each other. So for sure, you know, that basic premise makes their stance more mistaber. Right, that this is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mitzvah of tzitzis is tchelis and lavan dafka together. So once they tell you no tchelis, who are the nominee? They told you no lavan because it's all one mitzvah. Right? There's no svara to say lavan yeah, tchelis not. No svara in that because it's mamish the same cheft, same mitzias of tzitzis. You know, because it's mak of each other. Meaning, and it could be as kenzine. That's mamish what's at the core of the machloikas, right? Because you know, and each one's saying, well, my way is more sensical, and the other guy say no. The Ram says no. The Rift's way is more sensical. Well, it's very simple, right? If you hold that the love and the tchelos are mamish ma'akev each other, then the stance of the Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch and the Baal Amor is more mistaber. Right? It is more mistaber because, you know, that's tzitzis. Once you say don't put tchelis in, there's no such animal as the tzitzis delovan. There's no such animal. So once they outlawed the tchelis, they outlawed all of the tzitzis. No such thing as tzitzis delovan. Right? Whereas according to the Rambam, that paskins la'alocha v'lamase, right? Like the mandor, that the delovan and tchelis are not mak of each other. So it's ifcha mistabra. Ifcha mistabra, right? There's like two different types of tzitzis. There's a lavan tzitzis and tchelis. So if they asked the tchelis in the sadin, you know, why should they ask the lavan? These are two different types of tzitzis, right? And when you read through the riff and all his rise, it's just so clear. They asked the tchelis. For the reasons that we said, because of Xero Kusoslila, or Xero if it gets ripped out of place and the guy's going to sew it back without retying it. Right? So, you know, what's more misar depends, you know, if there's two types of tzitzis, right, that are not mak of each other, so if there goes on one, mechtis, or goes on the other. Right, so it goes on one because it could be a problem of shatness under certain conditions, and that goes on the other, which is no problem of shatness whatsoever. But if it's all one mitzias of tzitzis, then it's from a stabra, like the Baal Mor says. By the way, when I visited Chicago years ago, as a bacher, my older brother was married, I was in the kollel of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha. So I'm, even though I was a bacher, I'm a yekka. We wear talesim. Right, so we have to go through that pain to be machaper on the fact that we only wait 3 hours. Right, so so in Chicago at the time, you know, I think machlokas bimkoma omedes. Right, in Chicago at the time, forever the ongoing machlokas of the eruv, which I think is machlokas bimkoma omedes adayom hazeh. It is going back a very long time ago, and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is from those who assert. It was not matir. He didn't hold that the Erev worked. Kitzer, Rav Aaron, that Shabbos that I was there visiting my brother, right, Rav Aaron did not make it to shul. He wasn't feeling well. He didn't make it to Yeshivas Brisk, the Chicago, which existed at the time. So after Shachs, we went to visit him. And I was wearing my talis under my overcoat. And my brother warned me I'd better leave it in shul. And not go to Rav Aaron's house, with my talis. Because if he sees it, he will scream at me. And I asked why. He says, because they hold, and I'm just quoting, and I'm just wondering, I don't know if there are any briskers in the room right now, said they hold that, like the Baal Mor, right? Like the Shitas Baal Mor. That we just mentioned. That the Tchelos and the Lovan are ma'akiv each other. Mamish. Right? So it comes out that no one's doing tzitzis midiraisa b'yameinu. And in Cain, now the Baal Mor doesn't say this black on white, at least not in that piece, but I think they made the chesh like this. That, we're only makayim tzitzis midrabbanan, zepesakiyim midrabbanan. Right? But midiraisa, it's not tzitzis at all. So from a Torah perspective, right, these tzitzis of lovan without tchelos is masa. You're carrying like anything that's tzitzis that are not mitzuyetzet kahalacha, tzitzis that are not halachically sound. Have a din of masa because the only reason why they're considered part of the beggar is because they're coming to be maturit. They make alts kiyum of tzitzis, but the minute that tzitzis are posul. Right, so you're not allowed to be yotze in that beggar to Rosh Hashanah if it's not mitzuyetzes kalach because of the tzitzis that are apostle or masa you're carrying because all their whole function on the beged is just to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. So if they're not being mekayim that function, so it's superfluous. It's masa. So he told me that the briskers hold, at least the Baron Soloveitchik held, that that to wear your talis in Rosh Hashanah, and that's what I'm told. He told me, and that's what my brother told me at the time, right? The briskers don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos, outside of the house. They don't. Because we don't have tcheles, and without tcheles, and the tcheles makiv the love, and according to Baal Mor, it's a problem masa on Shabbos. Right? So that's what he told me, not to, that Rav Aaron should not see my talis, he'll scream at me. Alright, what I did in the end was, I think I did wear the talis, but I did not take my overcoat off when I sat in Rav Aaron's presence. But as I said, that because alts this Baal Mor, that the tchelis is ma'akib de lovan, so comes out, right, that our tzitzis are masa on Shabbos, because we're not in the mitzvah of tzitzis anyway. Right? So that's why they don't wear tzitzis in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. The more glaring question is, like this shita of the Baal Mor and the Rabbi Yitzchak Ber Baruch who preceded him, right? That they paskin that the tchelos and the lovan are ma'akev each other, right? How can you wear tzitzis at all, right? If like let's say our tzitzis, right? That let's say will be, I guess we could say this. Let's back up. It's not so schwer if you would wear dafka cotton tzitzis, assuming halacha is not like Rava, and halacha is taka like Rabbi Shmuel. And I don't remember in Cheshbon how they come out. I had something to look up. So it's not so schwer, right? If they paskin, like Rabbi Shmuel, right? That only tzemra and pishim are chayv midaraisa, and we'd assume that their tzitzis were only, out of cotton or things like that. So it's kenzayin, So the beg is only chayv midarabanan. So the rabbanan said your yotze derchi of the rabbanan with lovan alone, right? And then we just get into a different shaila. You get into a different shaila where the rabban could do something like that. Make it ois masa. It's not masa because it's a midrabban. It's chayv and tzitzis, right? And once midrabban, it's chayv and tzitzis. Mimela, it's called that's a function of the levush. Now we had this last week. We had this svara. Right? The svara was raised by the it's actually a gemara mfureshes. And the way the Rambam learned that gemara seems to be rock solid. But it's easy, Gemara Mfureshes. Right, the Gemara says, even a person who's posel midrabanan, le'edus, and then the person was mashbiyam, I want you to swear you have no edus that can help me. And the guy answers amen and takes on the shvua. He's not chayev korban shvua. He's not in violation of shvua sa'edus. Why? Because even though it's his psul is only midrabanan tachlis, we care about results. He's not a bar hagada. Who cares why he's not a bar hagada? Since he has no edus that can help you, as mimela, he's not over on the shvua, because the shvua is only for withholding edus that can help. His edus can't help. Who cares why it can't help? Right? So you see that the rabbanans, in a certain way, do affect orais. They create, something being ro'ui or not ro'i. He made him not royal edus. Once he's not royal edus, who cares, right? So we could speculate, when we say this, when we don't say this, but we can most definitely speculate, right? When the rabbanon make you chayev midrabbanon in tzitzis, right? And so now you're going to put on the tzitzis, the mekayim, that mitzvah tzitzis, the rabbanon. Well, now it's called, that's not masa, because it's coming to be, even midoraisa it's not masa. Even midoraisa it's not masa, because I'm not doing it to carry. I'm doing it to be yetsa the mitzvah to rabbanon. It's a davar nifal ayin. Nifal ayin. Maybe, right? Now, aside from masa, right? That's a question la'ayin by masa by a cotton baguette that's only chayv midrabanan. If you put tzitzis on a cotton baguette, whether the whole chiv is derabanan, right, and you're mekayim the mitzvah derabanan, so maybe it won't be called masa anymore because the function of the tzitzis is not masa. The function of the tzitzis is be mekayim a mitzvah derabanan. So it's maybe it's not begetter masa anymore because it has a most definite function to be mekayim a mitzvah derabanan, right? And the kudah la'ayin, but there's a bigger problem over here, right? We wear wool tzitzis, we in wool begadim, and we put on them, wool tzitzis, but that's pshita, because you have to do mina kanaf minimally, right? You got to do mina kanaf, right? But the bigger problem is the wool begadim. The wool begadim are chayv midoraisan tzitzis, right? Right. And if the lavan and the tchelis are me'akev each other, right? You're not yotzi yachiv of deiraisa, right? You're not yotzi yachiv of deiraisa, right? According to the Balamar and the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Baruch. Okay, so what's the heter to wear a wool beged? We could hear that it's mutter to wear a cotton beged, like we said, and maybe even efshar would be yotzi shus harabim on Shabbos with it, efshar. But we could hear that al kolpanim mutter to wear a cotton arba kanfas with just lavan, because the whole chiv is only midrabanan, and the rabbanan said this is enough. Right? Hey mamru v'hey mamru. Right? But if you have a wool beggar that's chayv midaraisa, and we don't have tchilas bismaza, what's the heter to wear a wool beggar with tzitzis? Now, I don't know. I'm asking. Do briskers not wear wool tzitzis at all? Do briskers not wear wool tzitzis at all? All right. No one's answering me in the chat. All right. Because if they don't, you know, I understand why. All right. Kama Dumani, I once visited Brisk and I saw the Rosh Hashiva, you know, only wearing, you know, cotton. So it could be regular because it's usser. It would be usser to wear a wool beged with tzitzis, only lavan, because if the beged is chayev and tzitzis midoraisa, you can't be mekayim the chayev doraisa. So it comes out you're being mevatel a mitzvah sasei doraisa. You're mechayev yourself a mitzvah sasei doraisa. You're not being mekayim it. So efshar briskers only wear cotton tzitzis. I don't know. I'm asking. All right. But actually, yeah, you know, I saw in the Tamim Deim in the edition that you had, you know, they, you know, the Megiah on the bottom, the Megiah does ask this kasha: how can we wear tzitzis at all, right? If we're chayiv midoraisa and there's no kiyum midoraisa, so because we're all being mevatel mitzvah saseh. So he says, like, they're very dochuk, you know. He says, you know, the Torah never said lo silbash arba kanfos bli tzitzis. Torah just said put on tzitzis. That's what he writes. Zelo mistaber. Seems to be you're machayiv yourself in a mitzvah aseh that you can't keep. And that's called bitul aseh, I would think. I would think. Right? So I think, you know, a person builds a house. Right? And he has a makkah on the roof. You know, he has a flat roof. He has a flat roof that he can walk on. He has to make a makkah. You know, I say, well, he's just not being mekayim yaseiv makkah of a pasha. The minute a person's machuiv in a mitzvah aseh, and he doesn't do it, he's mevatel mitzvah sase. Right? That's what I think. I don't know, anyone think otherwise? I really don't have a answer to this nakuda. Right? Lastly, just a very cute idea, right, that there were interesting, strange bedfellows, as the Shakespeare would say. We had strange bedfellows here. Right, that the Baal Mor actually said a svara of the Rambam. Right, you know what, if you just hold on half a second, if anyone's still in the room anyway, if you just hold on half a second, I would just want to get a Sefer on mitzvahs. Hold on. I have in my hand the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rav Chaim Heller, which doesn't have the Hasogas HaRamban, unfortunately, because I do believe, if I remember correctly, it's Hasogas HaRamban on this Rambam. And I think he disagrees with the Svara, but it's very interesting that the Baal Mor basically, even though he krigs on the Rambam and the Rif, actually, but, you know, the Mesiach Lefei Tumo said this svara of the Rambam that Kama Dumani the Ramban disagrees with. I'm going to read you the Lashon of Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Yudalit. V'ushmar l'asot tzitzis. V'omro yisbarach v'asol am tzitzis. V'nasu al tzitzis akram seo tcheles. Right? V'lo timne b'shtei mitzvahs. Afapi shashor seo tcheles seo makas olam v'alo v'ne makas al tcheles. Right? Do not count them as two separate mitzvahs. According, even though we paskin, you know, to us it's a, you know, clear. Says the Rambam, that the tchelis is not makiv the lava, and the lava is not makiv the tchelis. So you might think if they're not makiv each other, it should be two separate mitzvahs. No. Lo temach, he says the Rambam. Right? Lom besifri yochoshe, it's a mitzvah, mitzvah tchelis, a mitzvah lava. Tar lomar vachem letzitzis, mitzvah achasi, vanish day mitzvahs. Right? So he says, you know, it's a sifrei, you know, that he claims that, you know, the. Now, I don't have. Inform me at right the a edition which has the Hasogas HaRamban, but I think Ramban totally disagrees with this, right? And he says that's not the Pshan of Sifrei, but the Rambam says, right? There's a Sifrei, says Yochol Shtei Mitzvah, Vayachem Mitzitzis, all one mitzvah. What's going on? The Kasha I hear, the Tarets I don't hear. What's Episod Gzeres Hakasuv? It's a Gzeres Hakasuv that it's only one mitzvah. No, what's going on? So I understand the pshat in this Rambam, that this Rambam is just a application, right, that is an application of what he writes in Shoresh Yud Beis of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? And we, Tzvi, who might be the only one in the room right now, knows I have a whole shiur on this. The Rambam says that when you don't count every v'asisa, right, in the, in Vaidim Lechas HaMishkan as a separate mitzvah. It says, make this kli, make that kli. Masha, we're coming up too soon in Parshas Truma. Make this, make that, make this, make that. Right? You know, we don't count every asiya as a separate mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah of Vasuli Mikdash. Right? And we have all shir, you know, why all the kelim are, you know, because it's the mikdash, the makam of Avodah, right? So the klei avodah is part of the mikdash. It's all the different kelim and echel in the one mitzvah of Vasuli Mikdash. So the Ramban Taka asks on the Rambam, you know, and I'm somech that the Ramban, you know, had his sources. I just don't know, right? The Ramban asks on the Rambam later, and you know, in his Hasogas to Mitzvah Lamed Dalet, right? He says, listen, I don't get it. You know, we could be makriv in the mikdash without kelim. The kelim, you know, we could do avoda in the mikdash without kelim, right? So I don't say where the Rambam's coming from. That it's all nichlal. That because not makriv. That's what he says. You know, I don't. I'm sure it's not simple, and it's totally in the what avoda and which kli. But he says you can have a metzias of avoda in the makom, but you can't do avoda anywhere else. But without the kelim, so why are you making the kelim nichlal in the bias? Right. So the answer is when the real pshan in the Rambam is in light of what he's saying over here in tzitzis. This what he says by the mitzvah of tzitzis is a further pirush on what he wrote in Shorash Yud Beis, right? Which is miyash of this kash of the Ramban. Right, it's not the pshat, right? That has to be ma'akev in order to be all one mitzvah. That's what the Rambam's writing here lehedja. As long as it's called the same cheftza, right? The base hamikdash is the makom of avoda. So even if you could do avoda in the makom hamikdash without the kelim, like I don't know, legend has it that the Balei HaTosfos did a korban pesach. You know, okay, well, that's not such a riot, even without a bias, all right? But let's, nazov it's that. I'm just saying, right? Even if you could do the avoda without the kelim, let's just say, that's not a pircha on the fact that the kelim and the mikdash and the bias are all one mitzvah because it's the same project. So even if there are components of the project that aren't ma'akiv the project, the shame mitzvah is on the project. It's on the project. The project is a makam of avoda, right? So everything that's a function of avoda is nichla, whether it's makiv or not. It's all the same project, right? It's all the same project. Okay, so whether it's makiv or not, that's what the Rambam's saying. This is what he's saying. It's all called tzitzis. That's what it's saying. You might think it's two different mitzvahs because they're not ma'akev, and that's a simple svara. But it's all called tzitzis, all the project. So even though these two components are not ma'akev each other, right? They nonetheless belong to the same whole. So what if they're not ma'akev each other? Two parts are ma'akev each other. Chas v'shalom, right? I mean, give a very gross mashal, right? There are avorim of an adam that in a neshama tluya ben, right? A person's not going to die chas v'shalom if you cut off one of his fingers, right? He's not going to die. It's not makiv. You could live a full life and live to a ripe old age without one of his fingers. Some people live for many years without a kidney, lo aleinu, right? Right. It's still part of the adam, right? So they're called the avoreya adam, whether the adam will die without it or not. Even if he won't die without it, it's still called part of the tzelem of the adam, right? It's all called part of the human being. It's all part of his the human being, the body. V'zeh pashut. And by the way, this mashal that I just gave, al pi machshava, is very, very true. Right, because both in the Rambam and the Pirkei Atzlocha, which we're not so sure if it's from the Rambam, but it's in the Kuzari, it's in the Malbim, but Al Kulam, it's in the Zayar that the Kalim of the Mishkan are parallel to the Evorim and the Adam. Like everyone says, the Oron is like the heart. The Oron has the luchos, which are like a heart. And the krum on top of the Oron is like the lungs that are on top of the heart. You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ayin shum bakal makomashi skarnu. Right? So this was not a mushel that's rachok. This mushel is mamish daimer. These are like the avorim of the odom. The whole is called the mikdash. These are called the organs of the mikdash. Even if there are organs, you can live without. And that's what. And this is what we learn. You know, this is how we further understand the shorish yud beis based on what the Rambam said here by the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right? It's all called ve'alchem tzitzis. It's all called tzitzis. Well, even though they're two separate chiyuvim that are not ma'akev each other, they all belong to the same whole. The whole is called tzitzis, and the shem mitzvah is outs the whole, whether the chalokim are ma'akev each other or not. Right? That's klor the pshat in the Rambam. And it's amazing. The Baal Amor, who's the Bar Plukta of the Rambam, and Mamish, the Bar Plukta, both on the din of Sadim Batiz, but even on the very basic yesod of Atreles ma'akev is alovan, va'alovan ma'akev is atreles. You know, that's the Baal Amor holds, that the Ram held they're not Ma'akvin Zedzeh. The Baal Amor hold they are Ma'akvin Zedzeh. But the Baal Amor still said, you should know, even if I would Paskin, right, that the Trelis and Lovin are not Ma'akv each other, which is the way Ram Paskins and the way the Rif Paskins, right, even if I would Paskin away, I would still hold my din of Sadin Betzitzis is Osir. I would still hold my din. Right? Even though two separate chiyuvim, still, because shame tzitzis chadu, it's all one shame. So it comes out that if he would hold like the Rambam, he would argue on the Rambam because of the Rambam's svara, or, you know, it's the Rambam's idea that it's all called tzitzis. Right? I hope you found the last part cute. I apologize for my tardiness. It was really because I had a difficulty getting the thing to work. All right, and we go back next week to Tuesday, and it'll be Tuesday on time, and hopefully you'll find it geschmack next Tuesday. Try us again. Okay, I can go to Brachsa.
Ikona meil vesveder mimesis. Ki bidok achshav yesh ta meil hazeh bamida sheli.
Avo yesh lo kartis ashray.
Aval rotza etzecha, yesh lecha yoter kesef.
No, ze shtuyo, ze hakol to kesef.
Kama yesh la?
No, Mishal, I'll give her my debit card.
No, kama yesh la?
No, yada, kama yesh la, just give her the...
Yoter me'elef.
Yeah, just give her this. So... I'm back right to the brachsuk shop.